Welcome to Metaphysical Romp with Reverend Paul Hasselbeck and co-host Reverends Bill Holton and Cher Holton. Discover practical applications to bring 21st century metaphysics to work in your life. Here's your host, Paul Hasselbeck.
Welcome to Metaphysical Romp 2. This is the Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck having another beautiful day in my consciousness right here in beautiful Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm here with my friends. Hi, Bill. Hi, Cher.
Hey, greetings. We are coming at you from the beautiful Durham, North Carolina side of the table. And it is another beautiful day in my consciousness.
And this is the Reverend Doc Bill Holton. I'm greeting you from the other side of the Durham, North Carolina table. And it is very definitely another beautiful day in my consciousness as well. And those of you who have listened to our podcast know that Cher and I are the co-founders of an online unity ministry. And our name is the Unity Center for Universal, Y-O-U Universal, because it is about you, universalprosperity.com.
And we are, because that's a mouthful, just go to UCFYP. Those are the initials, UCFYP.com, for all the great stuff we have there for you.
Yeah, and there's a bunch. And I have my website, paulhasselbeck.com, where you can find my absolute word, as well as my calendar of my doings. And we're glad you've joined us today. And today's program is about the pure joy of giving. So it's really mostly about giving. And so we are diving into generosity. And we thought we would start with a couple stories. And Bill, I'm going to throw it to you for your story, and then I'll do my story.
Oh, okay. Well, this past week, I was making our usual about 6-week, 8-week trip to Goodwill to take things in there. And I was carrying some boxes in that morning. And on my way in, passed a young lady who was coming out, and I said, hi, good morning. She said, good morning. I took the boxes in, came back out to the car, and then I was carrying two of our suitcases that we were donating in. And on the way in, she was coming out again, and she said, oh, they're so beautiful. One was purple, that was my wife's, and one was black, that was mine. And she was just so thrilled about the color and the size of the suitcases. And I said, yeah, well, thank you. And she says, well, so you're giving them away, right? And I said, well, yes, of course. And she said, well, I love them. They're so beautiful. And so I said, well, you know what? I looked at each hand, each suitcase, and I thought, well, you can have them if you want. You want both? Oh, yes, thank you. The purple one's mine. And then she hugs me. She was just absolutely so thrilled and so thankful. And I felt good, of course, because, I mean, after all, I was going to Goodwill and I was giving them away. And here a person, I got to experience their joy and enthusiasm for getting a suitcase. So I thought that was a great moment.
Wow. We want to be really clear that Bill was masked up.
I was, and so was she. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And the hug was so spontaneous, in spite of.
Hug. Well, I saw, I don't know where it was. It was maybe 3 or 4 months into the lockdown that they actually demonstrated on a program how you could safely hug somebody fully masked. And that was, right. Cher just demonstrated. Of course, you couldn't see it. You just, so you get close enough so you can actually run into each other. And then you turn your head away from the person, you approach, you hug, you back up, and then you can look at the person again.
Well, yes. Well, Paul, what was neat about that, and folks, is that it brought back a very special moment for me, too, just in the hug, as Paul's describing it, where you look away from each other, because Cher and I ballroom dance. And when you're in position, that's exactly the way you hold your heads.
Yes. Yes. Right.
Wow. I couldn't have pulled that up myself. That's great.
And, perfect dance position.
Right? And so how is this related to what we're talking about? One of my closest friends, whose primary love language is touch, was feeling bereft because he wasn't getting the hugs and he touched and the touch he was accustomed to prior to the pandemic. And we were sharing coffee one day at Starbucks. And as we left to walk out to the car, I said, let's hug. And he said, we can hug. And I said, yes, we can. And we hugged. and he cried.
Aww.
Well, and so that's a giving thing, isn't it? I gave a hug. And the story I want to share with you besides that one was, many of you have already heard that I sold my townhouse and I'm emptying it out. And in the front, I had this little concrete Yorkie, and I owned two Yorkies for about 16, 17 years. And so that's why I had this Yorkie in my front yard, and I saw it, and I'm in a condo, and I could have put it on my balcony, but I didn't want to do that. And then I remembered down the street, there was a woman who would sit out when I'd go for my walks, and we were social distancing. She would sit out with this little bitty tiny Yorkie. And I would say hi, and I'd say hi to the dog, but you know, no touching, not even the dog and all of that. So I put the concrete Yorkie in the back of my car, drove down to her unit, rang her doorbell. Of course, I was masked. And I said, "You might remember me walking by saying hi." And she goes, I do. And I said, "I have a concrete Yorkie yard ornament. Would you like to have that?" And oh my gosh, she lit up. She was radiant. And at that moment, I felt so much joy in the giving without any expectation of return. Now, you could say there was a return because of the way the woman responded. But generosity has no expectation of return. Yep. Cher, did you have a story to tell? We didn't talk about that before the show.
I have one that I just thought of as we were sitting here talking that is a whole different kind of giving. Is I remember a friend of mine that had a promotion. She got a big promotion at work, and she was telling me about it. And I just said, "Congratulations. I can't think of anybody who deserves that more than you." And she started crying.
Oh.
She said, people, you know, they say congratulations, but it's with jealousy, or they're yep. saying, they're thinking, I don't have the confidence to do this. And she said, just you saying that meant so much to me. And I'm thinking, you know, I did truly just say it spontaneously. It just came out because I believed it. But I thought how important it is to give generously of our compliments and our caring for people.
And that falls into that category of letting people know how much they matter.
Yes. Yes.
Reminding our listeners that little part of our brain is always checking, am I safe? Do I matter? Am I safe? Do I matter? Mm. And that's a really, really good example of that. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with even you guys. When I learned that about the amygdala, and I look back at past relationships, I realized the primary reason I broke off those relationships is because I didn't feel like I mattered.
Wow.
That's huge, you know, letting people know that they matter, and it's a form of generosity.
It is.
Generosity. It's a form of benevolence. And you've been hearing me, quote unquote, harp, as my mother would say, harp on this for well over a year, the importance of those two principles. They are innate, they are inherent within us, though they lie dormant unless you use them.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. 'Cause they are potential forces for us to use, but the force of them, the importance of them, isn't released until we use them. Okay, so you guys have some quotes, right?
And Bill has some science.
And because of what you just said for folks on the importantality, is that a word?
Wait a minute. Newsflash, importantality is a new word.
The importantality of us giving and having a giving consciousness with no expectation of return, what this gets us health-wise, neurobiologically speaking, giving falls into the realm of helpfulness and generosity, of course, but that is nestled within the same frontal regions of the brain that are activated by wonder, transcendence, and joy. and internal coherence results, which fortifies your immune system, strengthens the neural pathways in the frontal lobe area, and arrests the feelings of fear and uncertainty advertised or retailed by the amygdala, which is what Paul just mentioned. And all of this is a result of a giving consciousness.
Wow, wait, don't put down the book. That shopping list of awe, generosity, what were the other ones?
Wonder, transcendence, and joy.
Wow, wonder, transcendence, and joy.
Yeah, and this is neuroscience talking.
Yeah, and frontal lobe stuff again, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to connect the dots. When our amygdala fires and we go into fight, flight, freeze, or please, and the capillaries of our frontal lobes shrink or contract,
yep,
then we could say metaphorically, our joy centers, our generosity centers, our awesomeness centers. And what was the fourth one?
Transcendence.
And transcendence gets shut down.
Exactly. And that's what happens.
Wow. Wow. No wonder when a person is angry, can't be generous or benevolent in the moment.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 That was big science, Bill.
Yeah. Big I science. Think that's so important. And that kind of illustrates how when you have a giving consciousness, there is a return. I mean, you can't stop it.
Yep.
So there is a receiving giving cycle that's happening all the time. You're not giving to get that, you're giving. Yep. And as a result, it happens.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's
so
different.
So that to me, that's circulation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important for us to remember. And it's talked about as the law of circulation. And I don't know if it's a law or a principle. However, it exists. That's the important
thing. It's there for sure.
Right. Right. Yeah. And when I'm being generous, I am receiving the effects of the generosity in my body, mind, system, regardless of the response of the entity or the persons that I'm being generous with.
Right.
And that's important to note, too, because as you said, that's exactly what's happening internally and contributes to our health and well-being.
Wow. That's huge. Okay. So where else you want to go?
Well, we've got lots of little sayings because we do hors d'oeuvres, we call them spiritual hors d'oeuvres. And they're little
I love
quotes.
That. That's right. Yeah.
They're around the whole topic. So we thought we could throw out a few of those for us to just kind of talk about. And one of them, of course, is don't measure generosity by the size of your gift, but by the size of your giving consciousness.
Wow, that's huge.
Because so many people say, I don't have anything to give, or I don't have enough that it'll make a difference. And yet, it's not what you give, it's the consciousness with which you give that makes that difference.
Yes, and you know, the thing is that if we're measuring our generosity by the difference we make, then it's attached to outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then the generosity, to me, doesn't seem as pure or as clean as I'd like to be. Because I've become, I don't know, have you guys gotten this way? I've become ultra sensitive to my giving not being a business transaction. Not being transactional.
Right.
Okay.
And there are transactional things you do in business, which is a separate issue.
Like,
you know, you get a contract to do something and you agree to this amount of money for that. That's a transaction.
Yeah.
But the things that we do from that giving consciousness, and I know for you and for us, even when we're in a contract, once we take it on, we do it through a giving consciousness where we end up giving so much more than what is expected. That's just kind of the way we all are.
Yeah. And that's called bonus added or something. Or
value added.
Value added. I mean, that's just what I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am naturally generous at heart.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For something else, I'm thinking about some of the cures, if you will, for cultural differences. Smiles smelling at someone as you're walking down the street, someone of color, someone of a different culture and nationality, can heal a lot without a word being said.
Yes. And wow, that reminds me of something. Remember a couple weeks back, you had in your weekly musings or Monday musings about how your smile muscles trigger the release of the happy, let's just say the happy chemistry in our brains, right? So the other day I was speaking with my friend who has depression episodes, and he was sharing with me that he woke up, he noticed the clouds of depression forming, and he decided, well, what would happen while I'm laying in the bed here if I just smiled? What if I just faked it, you know, fake it until you make it? So the thing is, it really isn't the faking it now, is it? But he decided to smile, and he's decided on his 30-minute drive to work, he would listen and sing to happy songs.
I love it.
And by the time he got to work, that episode was gone. So then I could share with him the science and connect him to an article, actually. And he read it. And so he's entering into a self-experiment of giving himself the gift of a smile, even when he doesn't feel like it.
That is incredible.
Isn't that incredible?
I love that. Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about here a dose of happiness, and the D-O-S-E stands for what Paul mentioned earlier about what happens to us internally. The D stands for dopamine. The O stands for oxytocin. The S stands for serotonin. And the E stands for endorphins. And they are all called the happiness hormones.
Yeah. Wow. Bill, I'm impressed. You guys are always good with the acronyms, though.
Yeah.
So those four are the upper drugs that we produce.
They are,
right?
Very much so.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, this is a gift you give yourself.
It is.
It is part of the giving consciousness. And a little technique, if you have trouble with this, is if you put a pencil in your mouth and hold it, it puts your muscles in the same position as a smile.
Look at that.
So that's a technique to use if you are wanting to practice smiling and don't feel like it. Just put a pencil in your mouth.
Yes.
Little practical piece there.
little well, it's practical just knowing that this will work, right?
Yeah, really, really. That's amazing. I love that.
It's amazing. It's really amazing.
And kind of tied to what Bill was saying, the domino effect is another scientific thing that they call it the domino effect. But when you're generous, somebody sees that generosity, then they or experiences it, they tend to be more generous with somebody else. And it's kind of that pass it on.
Yeah.
You know, the kind of idea.
Pay it forward kind of thing.
Pay it forward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? Yeah. And there's research to show that people really do. Like one person will pay for the person behind them, and then that person pays for the person behind them. And they've done research on things where that happens.
I want to share this one quote, and then I think we're ready to go to the absolute word. And this comes from Charles Fillmore, Prosperity, page 152. Practice giving, even though it may be in a small way. Give in a spirit of love, and give when you cannot see any possibility of return.
I love that.
And we emphasize that always giving with no thought of any return. No thought of any expectation. Okay, so let me switch to my absolute word file here. And I'm gonna read about today's. So this is a synchrodipity. All right, because we're really talking, the topic today has really been the joy of giving. And today's word that we're going to be looking at in the absolute word is joy. And remember, the absolute word is based on Sunday messages appearing in the Daily Word, a copyrighted Uni publication, and has been used with permission. This comes from August 15th, 2021. Again, the word is joy. And the affirmation is, I bring joy to everything I do. What would your life be like if you gave joy in everything you did? Like other aspects of my divine identity, joy is a principle for expressing joy, gladness, and exuberant enjoyment. Joy grows and flowers in my consciousness when I hold joyful thoughts and feelings. More than a mood or an attitude, joy is part of me and mine to live and to share. Joy is a call of my heart. Whether I am at work or at play, I bring joy to everything I do. Joy infuses my anticipation, fascination, and satisfaction in new discoveries. My joy is contagious. I love to share it. I have feelings of joy when I take part in friends or family members' joyous moments, their celebrations and accomplishments. I feel quiet joy when I offer encouragement and even when I give comfort, grateful to share care and love ever centered in my divinity. I bring joy to everything I do. Woo-hoo, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow. And so, friends, thank you for listening. It's our honor and privilege to offer this to you. We hope you find inspiration that you can use every day. And of course, I'm grateful to you, Bill, and to you, Cher. And this is Reverend Dr. Paul Hasselbeck saying, so long.
And this is Reverend Dr. Cher Holton saying, you all bring such joy to us as we have joy together sharing what we share here. So thank you for listening.
And to next time, the three of us say, give till it hurts. The hurts we're talking about is H-E-R-T-Z, and that's the vibration of the heart center.
Yes, indeed. Goodbye, everybody.